Okay, we did Reish Lamed Beis. We finished Reish Lamed Beis. And Reish Lamed Gimel, we did Sif Aleph. And now we're going to do Sif Beis. And hopefully also be able to do all of Reish Lamed Dalet, which is a very short simon. The background of Reish Lamed Gimel Beis, we're not going to go through. We went through it back in Sadi Beis. Hey, and that's the sugya of washing the Tilos Adayim for davening. So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows: if he has water, he has to wash his hands in order to daven. Even though they may not be dirty. Master Stables?
They're all
yeah, let's just stay here. However, when he washes the Tilas Yadayim for davening, Velo Yivarech. Okay, the only tefillah there are, I think it's the Rosh says to make a bracha when you wash the Tilas Yadayim for all three tefillos. I think the Groh holds like that. We're not knowing that way. It's only Shachris that gets the Al Tilas Yadayim. The Al Tilas Yadayim at 3 in the morning is really for Shachris. That's why the Chayyadim says to what. Don't say Al Tilas Yadayim first thing when you wake up in the morning if you plan on getting your hands dirty again and having to wash again before Shachris. Mincha Mariv, we paskin, like the Shulchan Aruch says, we have a lot of yivarech, no bracha. Vayin le'el, tzadi beis, hey? Hagra. Vafil, omei b'li muda yito yodav tzfila. Even if he's sitting and learning, and now it's time for mincha, he has to wash his hands. Im ein lo mayim mizumanim, if he does not have water that is available, ein tzar lito, he does not need to wash his hands. Okay, let's see it again. So, Reish Lamed Gimel Beis, the Mechaber says, if he has water, he must wash until he's dying. Even though they're not dirty. Mishmir Sivkat on Tazai, if he not a yod of the Tfilas HaMincha, v'lo yisiach daito mishmirasan, if he washes hands for Mincha, and he was careful to keep them clean, ein tzarech lito yod of the Tfilas Arvis, he does not need to wash his hands from Arv. Dirshu throws a footnote 31, and they bring that here from Rav Sternbach, that what he wants to say that the Mishnah Berurah means only if you had kavana l'kach. That's what you said the sign is up in all Torah, right? Have kavana. So that's what they bring down. It's not what the Mishnah Berurah said, but that's how Rosh Tirmach understands the Mishnah Berurah. Vayit Mishnah Berurah Sivkat on Yud Zayin Ayin Le'el Hayin Amar Tuvur Sham Tafil Hoyu Yod of Miluchloch As Vinot Yod of the Tefila Ein Mavach. Even if he goes to the bathroom, he comes out, hands are very dirty, he washes the Davin Mincha, he's still not going to say Alam Tzizadayim. Here, Dirshu discusses, okay, we don't make a bracha al Netilas Yadayim, but he brings down a discussion, do you need a cup? Some say yes, a cup, some say no, a cup. Remezal told me to use a cup and to wash each hand one time for davening. V'ayin le'ab simen zayin sif aleph v'mishna brura. Okay. Mishma sifkat and yudchaz mili mudo. Even if he's in the middle of learning, and the learning goes into mincha, Ratzalama, the mistama, if he's in the middle of learning, lo naga be'em talima, but makam etunaf. When we're learning, we're supposed to keep our hands clean. We're not supposed to scratch and touch covered parts of the body. And so he's saying, if it's you're in the middle of learning, so then your hands should be clean. So why do you have to wash your hands for davening? Afilachi mitzvah lito b'shvilat tfilo. Why do you have to wash your hands for davening? The Dirshu footnote 35, because davening is compared to karbanos, and the kohen had to wash their hands kiddush yadayim before hakrovas hatamid. The cross of Amagin Avraham during kamakum not to let tefila visik b'limud. If he washes his hands, let's say for davening for mincha, and then he goes and learns, or let's say he comes early to mincha. And he sits down to learn for 20 minutes before mincha. Until he doesn't have to wash his hands again. Shabbos, where many shuls, they sell, they auction off, right, the kibudim, the aliyahs. So he wants to say that might be a hefsek, you have to wash again because of the auction. Unless he's very careful to make sure that his hands did not touch dirty parts of his body. However, the Eli Rabba Kosad, the Kozman, Shin Bebeis HaMedrish, we assume as long as you're in the base medrish, you're in the shul, Min Astam, Ein Ken Etzach Hadas, there is no Etzach Hadas, and that's the minute people don't run out in the middle to wash their hands unless they touch a dirty part of the body. Now, Sherat Zion, Ois Chav Gimel on the bottom here, asks a kasha. It's a very interesting kasha. There's three types of hands. There's hands that you wash, so now they're clean. There's hands that are dirty. I know they're dirty. Then there's what's called Stam Yadayim. I don't know that they're clean. I don't know that they're dirty. I'm walking around minding my own business. I go to the makola. I come out of the makola. My hands are called Stam Yadayim. Are they dirty? I don't know. Are they clean? I also don't know. They're called Stam Yadayim. Stam Yadayim Aksheros L'Torah. You don't have to wash your hands before you learn. Before she go wash hands, don't do that. But Stam Yadayim are not good for davening. So ask the Sharat Zion, what's Rama talking about? I have Stam Yadayim, I sit down and I learn. I finish learning, now I want to daven. But those same Stam Yadayim that were kosher for learning are not kosher for davening. So what's the Rama talking about? It's my kesher, the learning to davening. They have different rules. So he explains, the Sharat Zion, oh, it's Chav Gimel. Must be talking about where a guy goes to the bathroom, comes out of the bathroom, he washes his hands, now he knows his hands are clean, he sits down to learn for half an hour, but he does not have kavanah for davening, and he's not necessarily... So the assumption is that he is shomer his yadayim, but he still has to wash him again to daven. Okay, Mishmaros if got on your test, he has to wash for tefila. But tefila not to yadav la achila va'achav. Lo yisiel daito during the tefila. Even if he washed his hands for eating a meal, and he ate the meal, and his hands he was makbid, careful to keep his hands clean the whole time. Then he wanted to go daven. Sorry, has different tefila the tefila. Shein tefila so la achila ol tefila. Washing the hands for it's very interesting. It says, we take washing for bread much more seriously than we take washing for davening. And here he's saying the opposite. Washing for eating is not good enough for tefillah. I've on the shachris, not the kishakami mitasa, but if he washes then shachris when he got out of bed and he was careful to keep his hands clean, that's good enough for davening. Now, Dirshu brings down from Rosh Shlomo Zalman that if he washed his hands for suda, and he also had a mind for davening because he's going to daven. He's doing a daven right after the meal. That's also okay. It seems like you need this kavana. Mishmosiv katan chav ein tzarich lito. Ela yinat. So if you're not washing your hands because there's no water available,
what did Dishu add? Mishmosiv says even though he's not
mesiach tas. Right. If you have, but if you washed your hands for bread with kavana, the daven mincha afterwards, that's okay. If there's no water available, you don't need to wash your hands, so what do you do? So you should wipe your hands on the wall, whatever, on something that will clean your hands. The Chalzah, now this is a very important line. Continues the Mishaburah. Nikolzah bestam yadayim. This is what stam yadayim. Means stop. I don't know if they're dirty or not. But if I go to the bathroom or I touch a very dirty part of my body, so then the washing the hands is not so simple. There's no water. Just wipe it on the wall. No. Sorry. You have to go look for water. We come over to the chakras.
Go the extra mile.
Literally. And there it talks about if you're on the road, you have to go ahead four meals, which could be a trip of 72 minutes. And if you're at home or you're going backwards, you have to go 18 minutes. However, if you're going to miss Zman Tefila or you're going to miss the minyan, then you just clean your hands with anything that cleans your hands. But if you know that your hands are dirty, you have to work very hard to wash your hands. And even if you don't know that your hands are dirty, you still have to wash your hands with davening. And this is something, what? That's what they bring down over here in Dershim. The else of Katan Chav. Now this is a halacha. Shulchan Aruch is very important. For some reason we don't take it seriously. And let's say the world, there are people, they want to start taking their ruchnias more seriously, so they want to put on a jacket for davening, and they want to put on a hat for davening, and some people put on a tie for davening. The washing the hands is before shalach and shulchan aruch. That comes before everything else. For some reason, it got kind of got lost. So before you're learning, you should wash them. While you're learning, they just say to wipe it on something that will clean it. Okay, that is Reish Lamed Gimel Beis. Important to wash one's hands before davening. Right. Okay, right. But the Shulchan Aruch says if you have water, use it. Not a big deal. Just wipe it on the bench. That's only if you don't know that they're dirty. If you know that they're dirty, you have to go look for water. Yes, it was a very big deal. Yeah. Okay, Reish Lamed Dalet. This is a very whatever. I don't know. Interesting kind of simple. Okay, Herod says about Mincha Gedola u Mincha Ktana. Guy loves Mincha. Wants to daven twice. Mincha Ktana, Mincha Gedola. It's not so relevant. Mishmar says okay. Sorry, Shulchan Aruch. This is the Chuvah Sarash. Harod to the spala mincha gedola mincha ktana. I'm done twice. Mincha gedola mincha ktana. Ein ra'uy lo spala rishus ela gedola. So the first question is, am I allowed to do that? So we've already learned that there's a concept of called the tefillas nedava. Just like I can bring an optional korban, I can bring an optional tefillah as long as it's not Shabbos yet. So which one should be the optional one and which one should be the mandatory one? On the one hand, we kind of have like this head-to-head problem. On the one hand, it makes sense that the first one should be the mandatory one. First, do what you're supposed to do. Then you want to be a tzaddik. Then be a tzaddik. But that's A. However, we also learn, certainly according to the Mechaber, we're going to learn more about that right now. According to the Mechaber, the Iker Zman of Mincha is not Mincha Gedola. That's only be the other according to the Rambam. The Iker Zman of Mincha Ketana. So then maybe the Chiyuv should come later. But that's
behind the question over here.
So one wants to have mincha gedola, mincha ktana. Ain't really that's probably just elak gedola. Mincha gedola should be the optional one. The mispal gedola chova. But if you didn't do that and you daven mincha gedola as a chiyuv, a mandatory mincha, so now you want to daven again. Lo yispal ktana kim rishus. So then the ktana now has to be the rishus. You can't daven two mandatory mincha shmona esrei, just like you can't bring two korban tamids. They say it's a breach of baal toisif. Aval, ein roi this baal tefilas rishus. However, and this we learned back in Ilchos Tefila, this business of davening a tefilas nadava, don't do it. Eren came makir ba'atzu shu zayir v'zayiz v'omir b'dayto l'chavim b'tefilas v'mirosh v'adzov b'lo ha'tzachadas. Unless you know yourself and you have super duper ruper concentration and you always pay attention to every word that you're saying and you are mamish Mr. Tefila, you're Mr. Tefila, you have great kavana, then you have the right to daven an optional tefillah. Tefillah and daven. But if you're the type who spaces out, which most people are, and you see, they're talking about this hundreds and hundreds of years ago. It's not just, you know, because we grew up on cartoons. You know, this is something they struggle with hundreds and thousands of years ago. So if you're not mechavim bo yafe, so then Karina bo, the pasuk says about such a person, lamali robes of chaykham. I said, why do I want all your kabanas? Why do I want all your tefillahs for your brain dead tefillahs? Just daven what you're supposed to and do your best to concentrate. Don't bring me extra tefillahs that are vaiter without heart, without brain. Mishra sifkatan aleph, mincha gedola. Okay, we already know what's mincha gedola, it's mincha ktana. We discussed it at length. Reish lamed beis, reish lamed gimel. Okay, Mishmur explains Vayter and Sifkat and Aleph. Second, he wrote to the spell. He wants to daven both. Achas lechiyav, achas linedava. We'll come with the camel on Kuv Zayin. The Yochot in the spell. We learned in Sim Kuv Zayin that a person can daven a dava.
Two requirements. One is that you are an expert davener with lots of concentration, which, by the way, they suppose you can say nowadays is not relevant because we're all space cadets.
Don't Kachil is going to be mad at me. Ubelvad, and the other requirement when you daven tefillas nedava is you have to add something. Ubelvad shechadish davar betfilas or shulam nedava. You have to add something that's not in there. Yeah. So Dirshu points out footnote 2 that nowadays they bring down from the Prima Gadol. Mishabura says that it's not kedai daven in nedava. Halavai, you should daven three tefillos properly with kavana the way you're supposed to. Okay, Mishma Sef Katan Beis. Ain Roy. Da'af to the Olam Esmalachov Mikodem Achagach HaRishus. Even though usually comes the obligation and then you do what's optional. And here you're flipping it. Hacha Kodem Teisha U'mechza. But before 9.5 hours in the day, before Mincha Ketana, Lo Higia Od Ikaz Mincha. She Ikaz Mincha Lechad Chilu Miteisha Shos Miteisha U'mechza Olamala. And that was Shehoyez Manakrav as Atomid B'kol Yom. And therefore here we have no choice. You have to dive in first the optional one because it's not the Ikaz Mam. Here is a very important Ois Aleph in the Sharat Siyun. Beis Yosef. Vidah! You should know. Din Zeshel Mechabu Rag Das Rambam. It's very interesting because the Mishmur didn't speak so stark back when we learned this back in Reish Lam Gimel. This is the Din Zeshel Mechabu Rag. It's only Rag Das Rambam. It's only Das Rambam. Who's the Rambam? The Rambam is the one that's fear that the Mincha Gedol Rag B'Di'eved. The Rambam is the one holds that Mincha Gedol is only B'Di'eved. The Harosh Cholek al Ze, who sphere lay the Mincha Gedol Matulichat Chila Lispalo. Now the Mishnah Berurah did point this out back in Reish Lamed Gimel, but not like so stark like he's doing it over here. He's going to even get starker. But now the Rosh and the Torah disagree. We'd expect the Ramah to disagree. The Ramah does not disagree. The Mishnah Berurah says back in Reish Lamed Gimel, Sivkatan Aleph, at the end, V'yesh meharishorim shemikilin lechatchila mishesh umechza ulamala. It doesn't sound so stark, like over here. You know, he's saying now he's turning the other sheet into Das Yachid, it's a Rag Das Aramba, which the Machaber Pasuk is like. No, the Rosh holds the other way. Okay, I don't remember exactly the question came up in the Rosh. I don't remember how the Rosh answered it. Let's see. But he's gonna tell us now what the Rosh says. That Rosh Cholek Azel Sfirah de Mincha Gedol Matul Lechatchila Yispal Umemela Beinyaneinu Yispal Mincha Gedol Hashem Chol. According to the Rosh and the Tor, that the Lechatchila Dikas Man starts right away. So the first one should be the Chiyuv. Mincha Ketana should be the optional one. Kiddush is a betur. The machabish lo hevi dai tam mishum dozo the time yet, because that's the machabish that she does so. The pasuk bereish and bereish tam gimel kai rabba. We pass it like the Rambam that the ikar zman is by mincha ketana. Aval vima the mash mishami ataz agrosh mitzad din the dina kedas arosh vatur. Memeli yishtami zay din. The din changes because it's only the Rambam. Now he didn't tell us about the taz back over there. He did tell us about the gra. I don't know, and then Dirshu went and found some other girl that contradicts that girl up, so I don't know how to... But that's something Ackerman wouldn't appreciate. Mishnah Berurah is bringing down Shittas HaGra a couple of times against the Mechaber, and they went and dug up some other Shnos Eliyahu or something. V'chei Masher Beis Yosef V'reish Reish Tam Gimel U'ba Agra B'tzim Zeh V'toli Zeh V'zeh The two It's How about that? Yeah, it's Toli Zeh V'zeh U'la Pela Al Achroinim Shol He'iru B'zeh. Okay. Right. Okay. We did Reish Tam Dalet Al Mechab. Let's continue. Ramo Haga Ein Lomar Ashrei Shekod Mincha Ek Shishmini Reis HaKnesset Kdei Shiyom Allah V'Kaddish Et Nitzias HaMincha. The Kaddish that you say between Ashrei and Shmoneh is going on the Ashrei. So you can only say the Kaddish if you have a minion, not just for the beginning of the Kaddish, but for the Ashrei. Mishmeres Sivkoton Hey, if you're below minion, v'achar kach bo minion. Let's say you start Ashrei without a minion, which is very common. Yomru Mizmor Echa v'achar kach Yomru Kaddish. Say one Mizmor, then say Kaddish. The issue points out here it says Mizmor Echa, and in another place the Mishmeres says to say a few psukim. Now, what I thought people do is just say Tilas Hashem Yidarei, two psukim. But here, Doctor, three psukim. So maybe you should start earlier. I mean, you're not going to go start Shira Malos, you know, with your starting Mincha. Oh, you know, start from Ashrei. You need three psukim, so we'll start with Shomer. You can skip it on line two. Ikar tam kaddish al limud mishum de shenis kaddish Hashem berabim. Ve'in kein po'in shiu asar be'beis amerish be'eis alimud. Miu, efshe limud mishna achas. Achayotim za achas shisatsa. So I'm not sure, v'lomar kaddish. That's why sometimes you have a shir in shul. And then they want to say Kaddish the Rabbanon, but they don't have a minion. The minion comes, so that's not good enough because the minion had to be there for the learning. The minion wasn't there for the learning, and then they say Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha. Now, very often they'll say Hanani ben Akasha anyway because to make sure that you had the right type of learning in order to be zoicha to a Kaddish. Okay, weiter in the Rambam over here. Yay, shekasu shenogin lomar parshas atamid kodem asher shel tefilas amincha. It's a very nice minig to start with korbanos. For some reason, Ashkenazim, this is Ashkenazim, do not seem to do that. Sephardim are very makbid on that. Hasidim a little bit, litaim, whatever. This is Ashkenazim, I've never seen it. Why that's so? Aruch HaShulchan tries to explain. Others try to explain. Dershu footnote 9. Here brings out the kavanah of mikdash you mispal mincha lifnei akravas hatamid. And therefore, what? I don't know what that means. I just don't understand it. Okay, right there. Okay, there's a lot of interesting footnotes here from this. Mishmuzi kodem zayin kodem ashrei. Tazma gerav mikasal omar achar ashrei. They say korban is after ashrei. Well, ain't a minute came. In fact, the minute is not to say at all. Kasev atur say the tefillah samincha. There are many chassidim that don't say they don't have tachlin mincha. Tachlin not part of mincha. So someone once said, "Well, it's not in Shulchan Aruch." So it's interesting. It is in fact not in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch doesn't give us the seder of mincha. However, the Torah does. And the Mishnah brings it down to Sivkat and Zayin. Katzav Atura, say the Tfilah Samincha. Omer Ashrei. Vikadish. Mispan Shmon Esrei. Shtech Tzibah Chosha Tfilah Kmo Bishachas. Chazar Asashat. Vinof Linal Pneihem. Vomer Vanachnu Oneida. Tachnun. Vomer Mikadish Shalem. Now, there is an issue with saying Tachnun. Tachnun is something that relates to Midas Adin, and Midas Adin is Shalet at night, and therefore one's not supposed to say Tachnun after at night. So the question is, what does night mean? Does night mean right by Shkia? So Minig Yerushalayim they bring down is already right at Shkia not to say Tachnun. So if you, in America they do say Tachnun after Shkia. There's a leeway, whatever it is. The Mishabura doesn't mind. He gives you the leeway. But they bring them in the Yerushalayim, but it's not like that. We said Kabbalah to be very makbid. Now, it seems like some people dafka make mincha so late that memela the tachlin is going to end up being after Shkia, and then we can get rid of tachlin. I don't get it. I don't understand why. Lay it there. Okay, Adisha brings down. We say Kishem Hashem Ekra before we daven mincha. Right? And then Hashem says, Tiftach. The Chazunish did not say it. Interesting. He didn't say that. Kishem Hashem Ekra. Never heard of that. Who brings the head down to say it? Not the Mishabura.
Where did you see to say it?
You just quoted something. Yeah, that's the issue. Footnote 15. I don't know. Who says he had to say it? I don't know. That's what we do. Okay, if they by accident, they started Kaddish and forgot Tachlin, then he said, the Chazon said not to say Tachlin at that point. Oh, here, the footnote 18 brings down that Tachlin at night, no, don't do Tachlin at night. Mishabura says that, Ben Ashmoshes, you can't say Tachlin. Rav Eliyashiv and Ashmozam say, Minig Yerushalayim is not to say Tachlin. Because, for Kabbalistic reasons. Okay, that's Reish Lamed Dalet Aleph. Reish Lamed Dalet Beis, and this will conclude Hilchas Mincha. Hashem's help will start tomorrow, Hilchas Mariv. Pirishma, it's official Arabic, it's very exciting. Pushing towards the end. Beis. Im Shachach Lo Espal Mincha, we already know this from Kufches. If you forgot Mincha, Mispal Arbishtayim, Daven Tu, Mariv, Shmona Esrez. Va'omer Ashrei, Kodin Tfilah, Shih Tashim, Tfilah Samincha. And in between, you should say Ashrei. It's not so much you're saying Ashrei because you missed the Ashrei of Mincha, it's more they bring down, in general, say Ashrei in between the two Shmona Esrei, so that you'll go from a Tachanunim of Ashrei into Shmona Esrei. You shouldn't go from one Shmona Esrei, jump into another one to help you compose your thoughts, and then Ashrei is supposed to help one to do that. There is all discussion. Okay, I take back what I just said. The issue just said I'm not necessarily right. He said it is to make up the Ashrei that you missed, but then he points out that they still say to say Ashrei by other Tashlum is also in between, even if it's so it's, I guess, has a dual purpose. In general, Ashrei is not said at night. That's all. If you miss Ashrei by Mincha, then you came late, so you jumped into Shemoneh Esrei. So the whole discussion if you should say Ashrei after Shemoneh Esrei, some say yes, some say no. And basically, if you're doing a Mitzad Chov, you shouldn't do it. If you're doing a Mitzad Say Psukim, then it is okay. Okay, that concludes Reish Lamed Dalet.